Well, hello there. Thank you for joining me. I was thinking earlier, it'd be kind of nice if I'd log on and do kind of a comedy show. So today I'm going to be doing something kind of different. In the first part of the show, I'm going to be talking about different things that I find hysterical about eugenics. Then I will move on to things that just really make my sides hurt from laughing so hard. That is when I start hearing from the president talking about war is actually making things safer. And then once we stop rolling on the floor laughing over President Joe Biden's speech, then we can talk about, did you realize that McDonald's ran a 10-year monopoly scam? Oh, how I wish I could show up and just laugh. Well, we'll do our best, okay? Before I get started, I'd like you to hear me say something very clearly. Today, I'm going to be talking about medications. Do not stop taking any medication suddenly. Been there and done that. It's an ugly picture. Don't try it. So, no matter how you may take this information, let your logical brain weigh in. You can get off medications. I did it myself, but you have to go slow, very slow. So before I get started, in the last show, I was talking again about Baphomet. One thing I talked about a few years ago, but I didn't mention in the last show, the meaning of Baphomet is baptism. The meaning means baptism. That's why they want to get those tiny children there to Baphomet them, right? Or baptize them. Get that devil going into their brain right away. So, yesterday, President Joe Biden signed into law a new national security package. He believes it will allow America's partners to defend themselves against threats to their sovereignty and to the lives and freedom of their citizens. Well, I never really looked at bombs that way. I never really thought that, oh, I don't know, in Ukraine right now, I don't know a lot about Ukraine, sadly, but there are quite a few downloads in my show that come from Ukraine. I'm doing this all on blind faith. I don't trust the numbers. I don't know how many of you are out there, but I'm just going to keep talking as long as I can. So last night I was watching Biden talk and I thought, I don't know. It's not correct to be laughing because people are dying, but this is actually kind of borderline on the insane, if you ask me. And I'd like to remind you one more time, the courts have been ruling on phones. What they're saying is, for example, if you have your phone protected by your thumbprint to access it, if you get pulled over by the cops in some places, now it may not win on appeal, but this is the direction they're moving in. The courts are now ruling that cops can force your finger onto that phone to access your phone. Now you're sitting there thinking, well, I'm not a criminal. What do I care what's on my phone? These people are criminals. They will find things on your phone that will get you convicted. Go out of your house and take a walkie-talkie. Stop dragging your phone around. Besides, what happens if you're out doing something and then it confuses you, you lose your phone? Well, what are you going to do then? Going to be an interesting question if there's no phones being sold at that time. Also, I'd like to alert you. I've been screaming to get children out of schools for so many years that I will do my best to not break out screaming. Teachers in the United States are now being armed with concealed handguns in schools. Oh, I'm sure nothing will ever go wrong with this. That is why they've set up all these fake school shootings so that they could get to this time and place when people actually think the teacher should be armed with a deadly weapon. Now, I would like you to consider your play in all of this. If you keep sending children to school, you can only be expected to get their results that they're giving out, right? So if you continue to send children into the enemy's territory, all bets are off. Will they someday start shooting kids in the classroom? Yeah, likely. likely this is how it's going to play out. So you are responsible for those children, not the people in the school. Do you think, oh, I couldn't teach my kids that stuff? Really? You couldn't teach your kids? What is wrong with everybody? So let me keep moving along here. Do you realize, since I'm talking about health, I tried to cover it all. Do you realize that right now, if you get a diagnosis of diabetes, which you likely got from, oh, I don't know, too much sugar and candy. There was a Harvard doctor years ago. He was paid, or she, I don't know, was paid $50,000 to do a report saying that sugar is not inflammatory. That's how they got the idea that sugar was healthy, because they tricked, or didn't trick, they paid off one of their doctors to say that sugar is not an inflammatory. Sugar is highly inflammatory. So what do they say now? Well, they're saying people with diabetes can enjoy occasional treats, including candy, but moderation is key. If someone is managing diabetes with pills, such as oral medications, they need to be mindful of their overall carbohydrate intake. And then if you need extra help, what they'll do is they'll send you to their dietitians. Well, the dietitians are not being trained to look for things like, oh, I don't know, seed oils and all that. I did a show in the last year about the seed oil business and how it's dangerous. You know, sunflower oil, vegetable oil, very dangerous. I won't be talking about those today. So I was originally, how this ends up being such a big deal, I don't know. All I was looking at originally was I started reading that countries are now starting to stockpile iodine in case of a nuclear thing. I'm thinking, wow, iodine pills, that doesn't sound very safe. So, yeah, countries are stocking iodine. Now, I can tell you, and clearly I'm not a doctor, okay? I just play one on a podcast. But I can tell you clearly that the idea that taking some iodine pills will stop you from getting radiation is a pretty crazy statement on any level. They've told us all kinds of things. Do you realize that I think 90% of people in this country are taking pills? That's why I decided to expand out my cheerful show and talk about more pills. But I'm just going to focus on the main pills that everybody seems to be taking. And what I'd like you to consider is, before you're taking any other pills, maybe you use the same process that I'm using today and just take a little bit of a look at that pill you're getting ready to take. But remember, they're dangerous if stopped suddenly. So what is the one pill, just off the top of my head, that everybody seems to be on? I'm full disclosure, I am not on any pills except for marijuana. I don't consider that a pill. But anyway, so do you realize that right now, you can get, all I'm using right now is a distillate. That is pure weed in a jar. Do you realize that you could get 100 grams of a distillate, okay, for about $100? Do you realize that 100 grams is about 5 or 6 ounces of weed, okay? They're packaging it to sell it in smaller doses. But I'll put a link. The company you want to go to is CannaClear, all one word, CannaClear.com. And for $100, you get 3 or 4 ounces of condensed weed. And that is all that I'm taking, but not my point for today. So the majority of people, from what I could tell, the vast majority seem to be on statins, okay? Why are they on statins? Well, because everybody's afraid of cholesterol. Now, the history of cholesterol, I'll tell you in a couple sentences. Years ago, when I was a wee little girl, no, actually around the 80s or so, they had this deal in Congress, and people who weren't even doing any studies decided that cholesterol was bad, okay? But of course, if you listen to what I'm going to say now, you might get the idea like I got, like the whole purpose of deciding that cholesterol was bad was to lead us into wanting to take these pills, right? because everybody is taking cholesterol pills, either cholesterol or blood pressure pills. I guess nobody realizes that when you go into a doctor's office and get your blood pressure taken, you may have higher blood pressure than normal because you're in enemy territory. So why are they doing this? Well, cholesterol circulates in the bloodstream, okay? And it is unavailable to the brain. Both LDL, and don't worry about the LDL and HDL, I'm not going to go there. Both LDL and HDL are too large to pass the blood-brain barrier. So, cholesterol needed by the brain must be manufactured by the brain. Statins, however, do pass the barrier and enter the brain where they can interfere with cholesterol production and set the scene for cognitive decline. The gravy train. Statins lower LDL, but they do not change outcomes in any significant fashion. The statin industry, I may be confused. Statins, I think they're both cholesterol and blood pressure. The statin industry generates $20 billion a year and has caused life-threatening nutrient deficiency in millions of otherwise healthy people. There has been active discouragement to publish any negative studies on the effects of statins by those abroad, excuse me, by those aboard the lucrative statin gravy train. In the U.S. alone, I think this is higher because this is from 10 years ago. They've been cranking those things out since then. But in the U.S. alone, 40 million adults take statins. Despite the questionable effectiveness and safety, they are still being recommended for many people. The use of lucrative statins doubled among U.S. adults from 2000 to 2011 in the false belief that they reduce heart disease. Cholesterol is still largely vilified, and statin use is still heavily promoted in spite of target cholesterol levels having been achieved. The negative results of numerous cholesterol-lowering randomized control trials call into question the validity of using. Oh, wait a minute. I was reading the wrong report. Okay, wait a second. Oh, no, I wasn't. Okay, so this is something called ilipropion. So what they say is this: the negative results of numerous cholesterols lowering. So they say that it's not doing anything, okay? It's not doing anything. It's actually much worse. So also, because statins block the rejuvenating cell cycle, they accelerate the aging and dying process. If statins are taken for long enough, they can cause premature aging, hair loss, and blindness because the skin, hair, and eyelids are cholesterol rich. That is just crazy, isn't it? Now, I knew statins were bad, but before I looked into this yesterday, I didn't know that. I knew about the hair loss, but because statins also reduce your B vitamins, so statins block the rejuvenating cell cycle. In the skin and hair, cholesterol creates a watertight barrier. In the lens of the eye, cholesterol helps to create a cementing, lubricating matrix that aligns the molecules in the lens. When cholesterol and lipid-bound proteins are reduced in the eye lens, cataracts can form. Physicians usually specialize by organs. This is where the whole problem lies, because when they had me loaded up on all of those psychiatric drugs, they also, other doctors were loading me up on drugs, and nobody cared what the, and the other doctors were giving me things like opioids, all kinds of things. And the psychiatrist would give me things like, oh, I don't know, tranquilizers, sleeping pills, all kinds of stuff. I was also on, Adderall for a couple of years. Yeah, they just keep pumping the pills because what they do is they start treating all of your symptoms. So physicians specialize by organs, making it difficult for them to spot multiple organ failures caused by common cellular injury, which can manifest as multiple problems in many different tissues and organs. Statins kill people slowly. People are given 1/100th the dose that kills lab animals in weeks or months, so it takes years or decades for the same injuries to kill people. Statins are therefore a highly profitable gateway drug to other expensive drugs and medical procedures used to treat the effects of the statins. Ironically, for a drug which has been marketed to lower the risk of CVD, I think that's, I'll have to look it up, a strong association of statin use to the progression of coronary artery plaque has been identified. This doctor who wrote this book says cholesterol-lowering drugs like Lipitor work by inhibiting the enzyme needed to manufacture cholesterol in the liver. Did you hear that? It said they work by inhibiting the enzyme needed to manufacture cholesterol in the liver. However, these drugs also block the manufacture of important nutrients like CoQ10, which has been shown to benefit heart health. The other main drawback, well, I guess that wasn't bad enough, of this class of drugs is debilitating muscle pain. Other side effects, according to their desk reference, include liver problems, nausea, diarrhea, abdominal pain, headaches, and skin rash. Aching muscles are especially common among statin users. And according to this book, muscle ache can actually be a sign that body tissues are breaking down, which can lead to serious kidney damage. Other less common, but no less disturbing side effects. So this person said, Last of all, my doctor prescribed Lipitor, and after several months, I found I was having trouble remembering names and coming up with the right word. At dinner once, I said, please pass the elephant, though I wanted the bread. I told my husband that I thought I'd had a stroke. In January, a friend came to visit. She was worried about her memory and couldn't think of her daughter's name on the telephone. She, too, was on Lipitor. I asked my doctor to prescribe a different cholesterol medicine. Within a couple of weeks, I was more mentally alert, but my friend, still on Lipitor, was in worse shape and afraid she would lose her job. Her doctor said forgetfulness could not be due to the drug. She finally stopped taking Lipitor and now is much sharper. This person writes that he has heard more complaints about side effects from Lipitor than all the other drugs in its class combined. Perhaps this is because the standard dosage of Lipitor, and this is just insane. What they do is these people are so careless when they issue pills to you, they don't even understand how to read the data, okay? So what they do with these statins, they put the dose out so high that nobody needed a dose that high. But doctors don't read that, so they don't realize they've given you too high of a dose. So when you come back and complain, instead of looking at the first mistake, they give you another pill. So almost a quarter of the total amount of cholesterol in the body can be found in the central nervous system, the brain, and spinal cord. Cholesterol is an essential component of neurons and is essential for developing and maintaining neuronal function and plasticity. Cholesterol is critical for synapses formation, the connections between neurons, which enable thinking, learning, and forming memories. So, yeah, cholesterol plays an important role in the synthesis, transportation, and metabolism of steroid hormones, as well as lipid-soluble vitamins, both of which have an impact on synaptic integrity and neurotransmission. So, I'm going to be talking about other vitamins in a minute, so don't worry about that. I'll get to that. So half of the brain matter consists of cholesterol, and each neuron is wrapped in a protective myelin sheath, which is mostly cholesterol. You know, before this all got into my brain yesterday, I knew nothing about how dangerous cutting back cholesterol would be. I knew there was a big trick when in Congress they just cooked all this up and they declared that everything should be low fat. And that was why they started putting in low fat butter, low fat this, low fat that, and they made everything low fat. And then obviously people kept getting fatter, right? Look around. Anybody else have eyes? So, I'll keep reading here. It's a little bit mind-boggling to me right now, okay? How much cholesterol actually does, right? Animal studies have shown that blocking cholesterol metabolism can cause the usually compact myelin sheath to unravel into an abnormally loose arrangement. And that's a myelin sheath, M-Y-E-L-I-N. That's a sheet that goes around that help protect you, right? Defective myelination of the optic nerve can lead to blindness, whereas damage to other nerves can cause difficulties with hearing, touching, temperature control, and balance. It is estimated that by 2030, 75 million people will have dementia. Low levels of low-density lipoprotein, the bad cholesterol, have been linked to a higher risk of dementia. But higher levels of LDL cholesterol were found to be inversely associated with dementia even after controlling for other factors that might include risk. Cholesterol levels in the high normal range are associated with better cognitive performance in people age 65. In one study, researchers tested the cognitive function of older adults with Alzheimer's disease who were also taking statins. The patients stopped statins for 6 weeks, and their cognitive function significantly improved. When they resumed taking the statins, their cognition deteriorated to its original state. And that's another thing. Why do you think old people fall all the time and have to end up in the hospital? Because they're dizzy and stuff from all these pills. They say the average person takes, I don't remember, like 9 or 10 pills a day. I'll keep reading. A separate study found that among patients with early mild cognitive impairment, statin use was associated with more than twofold risk of progressing to dementia and with highly significant decline in something that is cortex, which doesn't harm you. A strong association between lower cholesterol and Parkinson's disease risk has been reported. Well, I think people taking statins are more likely to develop peripheral neuropathy, which is characterized by weakness, tingling, and pains in the hands and feet, and walking difficulties. Conclusion: they know what they are doing. What became clear is that there was and is a plan. It has been systematically executed. It has been a systematically executed endeavor to take over national healthcare by hiring and corrupting scientists and infiltrating every public healthcare agency in the country for profit. And this is, I'll be talking a little bit about these Merck scientists, okay? And this part really gets insane, okay? Merck scientists and the other statin developers clearly understood the risk of using a pathogen fungal myotoxin to lower what they called bad cholesterol. So it's Merck, M-E-R-C-K. Hold that word in your head. One of these scientists was a Japanese scientist, Dr. Akiko Endo. When Dr. Endo was asked why he didn't take a statin for his own high cholesterol, he replied with the Japanese proverb. The indigo dyer wears white trousers. Indigo dye is very toxic to humans, so the smart indigo dyer doesn't wear the trousers that he sells to others. So there was a couple of 1990 Merck patents. So this is why they knew better, because they found a couple of 1990 Merck patents for adding the COQ10 to statins, which demonstrates they had foreknowledge of the harms that statins would cause, but they did not use or disclose the COQ10 antidote to statin poisoning. Merck and other statin manufacturers successfully avoid public scrutiny by settling damaged claims out of court. It is clear that statins have become a colossal failure and a public health disaster. Calling the effects of statins side effects when they are really predictably primary effects is fraudulent and deceptive. Our medical system is now like two snakes wrapped around a flagpole on top of a pile of dung and hissing at us, daring us to require it to change. We need to snatch its twin tails, break its backs, and return it to the dung heap, says Joseph MD. So, if that didn't get you wanted to go to your doctor and get some statins, I don't know what will. Okay, let's talk about antidepressants. Another cheerful, fun topic. I personally was on antidepressants, full disclosure, and all these medications for close to 15 years. I woke up when it almost killed me. Of the 14 antidepressants studied, only fluoxetine, best name under the name of Prozac, provided marginally more effective in treating major depression than a placebo. This brand Effexor was linked with an increased risk in engaging in suicidal thoughts or attempts when compared to both placebo and five other medications. So what they're finding are some of them are worse than others. A recent report from the, who you going to call, World Health Organization indicated that antidepressant prescriptions for children have increased by over 54% in the past 7 years. Doctors are prescribing antidepressant drugs to anyone, even though most of these patients don't meet the official criteria. Also, what they do is they are so stupid and evil, they confuse grief and depression. When I sought help because I was getting ready to sue Intel, I had a lot of anxiety and grief. My whole world was going to be changing. I was not depressed. They put me on pills like they would put on a depressed person. More than 30 million people, and this is from a few years ago, is much worse. much worse. But this is the part I need you to pay attention to. In all of these cases, like with the pushing of these opioids and all these deadly pills, which are opioids are really just heroin that you get from your doctor, okay? So the United States accounts for approximately 5% of the global population, but we buy more than 50% of the pharmaceutical drugs, okay? We take anything doctors will hand our way. If Americans are so happy, then why do we consume 80% of the entire global supply of prescription painkillers? Less than 5% of the world's population lives in this country, and yet we buy 4/5 of these highly addictive drugs. In the United States today, 4.7 million Americans are addicted to painkillers, and that represents about a 300% increase since 1999. And of course, according to the CDC, more than 28,000 Americans died from opioid overdoses. But that's not the whole story, because they started off with the opioids in the Appalachia area. They knew people had injuries. I've done a few shows about Appalachia and the opioid use, and I cannot go there right now. It is a horrific, horrific story. Same story that's going on right now in Appalachia with the people being burned out of their town in Palestine, Ohio. Same thing. They love to target Appalachia, and I will back away from that subject right now. And this is a part that gets insane. Prior to the advent of COVID-19, BioNTech, it's BioNTech, the German developer and owner of the so-called Pfizer vaccine, had only ever done trials for cancer therapies. So this BioNTech, their entire business model was doing trials for cancer therapies, okay? This was the company's focus, not infectious diseases. But none of these trials got very far. None of BioNTech's experimental cancer drugs ever made it to a large-scale phase 3 clinical trial. And one of the just 3 phase 2 trials prior to 2020 was prematurely ended for unknown reasons. What they do is they have to stop the trials when too many people are getting injured or killed. A lot of these trials, you need to be aware of, they test them on people that don't even have the disease. They will go to third world countries. They will gather up some people, pay them some money, and give them diabetes medicine. And these people do not even have diabetes. So when they start flashing around all these trials, remember, garbage in and garbage out. So they ended it for unknown reasons, probably because of death. All in all, BioNTech had only tested its drugs on just over 400, for the most part, extremely ill cancer patients. So they had only made it through one test, and this was a company that did the Pfizer vaccine. So now we're getting the Pope in the picture with the climate. During the exclusive interview with CBS Evening News, his first with a U.S. TV network, Pope Francis hit out at foolish climate change deniers who don't believe the evidence for human-caused global warming. There are people who are foolish. And foolish, even if you show them research, they don't believe it, he said. Why? They don't understand the situation or because of their interests, but climate change exists. So Pope Francis used the first TV interview to talk climate change. And I'll read from this piece. I am in Italy now. The churches are empty. Birth rate is collapsing, but woke Francis has failed the church. Pope Francis has a message for those who say they cannot see a place in the Catholic Church for themselves anymore.
I would say that there is always a place, always. If in this parish the priest doesn't seem welcoming, I understand, but go and look elsewhere. There is always a place, he said. Do not run away from the church. The church is very big. It is more than a temple. You shouldn't run away from her.
Yes, I think, and I am going to say this, I think anybody in their right mind would be running full speed away from any doctor or church. So I thought, well, I'll talk about a few over-the-counter drugs just for the heck of it, right? You're probably thinking, well, I buy these heartburn medicine. They're probably okay. Well, wouldn't be so fast. Common over-the-counter and prescription drugs used to treat heartburn, acid reflux, and ulcers can do more harm than good. Shocking. These medications are meant to normalize the acidity of your stomach, but by doing so, they also increase your risk of suffering from heart and kidney failure, as well as stomach cancer. You know those friendly little Tums? Those pills you pick up at the counter at the store that you can put in your pocket and gobble down all day? Yeah. Welcome to heart, kidney, and cancer. So now we're getting back to the part where I actually started off. The World Health Organization, who are you going to call, issued a report on January the 27th, 2023, calling for increased global preparedness for radiological and nuclear emergencies. In this report, the WHO updated its list of medicines that governments should stockpile for these types of emergencies, including medicines that either prevent or reduce exposure to radiation or treat injuries once exposure has occurred. One of the key recommendations was that a radiation emergency stockpile needs stable iodine, among other medicines. Stable iodine or potassium iodine can help protect the thyroid gland from radioactive iodine in the event of an emergency. The World The World Health Organization. So yeah, they have these guidelines, right? Well, here are some countries that have established practices for managing a national stockpile for radiological and nuclear emergency. Argentina, Brazil. Why do I keep going backwards? Wait a second. France. Germany. Japan, Republic of Korea, Russia, USA. Because I was reading about Belgium was taking on proactive measures. Yeah. I started thinking, well, Belgium has started distributing iodine pills free for all citizens, claiming the measure was not prompted by any specific risk. Pharmacies have begun receiving some of the 4.5 million boxes. Yeah, so in 2017, they launched a website over in Brussels there to come up with these pills. And let me see here. So I thought, well, let's take a look at iodine pills. Doesn't sound very safe to me. And if you're now thinking, well, I wonder if they're safe. Okay, let me get here. Okay, because a lot of our information comes from like Chernobyl and places right over there in Ukraine. And I have looked into the Chernobyl accident somewhat because when I was studying and trying to figure out what this all does, one thing that they typically will say about the Chernobyl accident was that, well, it didn't have to happen. It only happened because they cut costs and they only put one thing around that dome. Now, had they put two domes like we do here in the United States, things would have just been great. But I have a lot of questions about Chernobyl, but I'm not going to get into all of them today. But that has triggered a lot of this business with stocking up these iodine pills and stuff, right? Well, first of all, I have stage 4 lung cancer and radiation sickness myself. I can guarantee you, if I thought iodine pills were going to help me, I would have been stocking up on them. But iodine is a relatively dangerous thing to take. So one of the dangers of a nuclear disaster is the release. And the other thing about Chernobyl, which doesn't make any sense to me, why are all those dogs running loose in Chernobyl? People actually left their animals behind. Now, I would not have gotten on that bus and left my animals behind, but everybody left their pets behind. If it was so radioactive, why are those dogs and stuff still alive? Got to ask these questions, right? Okay, one of the dangers of nuclear disaster is the release of radioactive iodine, or iodine-131, which can be accumulated in the thyroid gland and cause thyroid cancer. Taking iodine pills, also known as potassium iodide, before or at the beginning of exposure can prevent thyroid cancer, according to the World Health Organization. But, now I'm not laughing because these people got killed. It was iodine-131 that caused around 5,000 deaths from thyroid cancer following the Chernobyl nuclear disaster in 1986. So what I'm trying to say is there's a lot going on that just flat out does not make sense, okay? Even to my non-scientific mind, this does not make sense. Stockpiling medication, and they say these medications can last for years. So let's say your family decides that, yeah, we believe nuclear can be a problem. Let's talk about it tonight at dinner. Yeah, what do you think we ought to do, kids? Well, I think we ought to go down to the pharmacy. They're giving them out for free. Let's get some of those iodine pills. Hey, look here, it says you can store them for 10 to 15 years. So what's the plan? So the family rolls forward 10 years later, you're back together again, and you do have a nuclear event, right? Same families meeting again, and a nuclear event happens. What's that family going to be doing then? Hey, where'd you put the iodine pills that we were talking about 10 years ago? Did you put them in the cupboard over there? Hey, wait a minute. I thought you put them over there. No, wait a minute. Did you throw them away? The idea of stocking iodine pills, so when the disaster hits, you're going to be scurrying around and you're going to be, huh, let me see. I thought I wrote down where I put those pills. When things don't make sense, they don't make sense. So the World Health Organization recommends that they stockpile this stuff, okay? I read this really funny couple of funny quotes when I was looking around. I'm not sure why would you want to actually be the only person. Let's say you and your family are the only ones that have these iodine pills, and let's say they really work, okay? So what's the plan? You and your families, you discover you have these iodine pills, and you know that everybody else has probably thrown them away by now. So you think, wow, we got a chance to save ourselves. Do we help our neighbors or do we take these pills ourselves? If you're a greedy American, you'll probably start thinking about taking them yourself, right? So then what happens next? You take the pills, your family, you get tired that night finally because you've been up worrying all day. So the event kind of passes and your family sleeps that night, sleeps really well because you took the pills, right? Well, what's going to happen the next day? Well, let's say the pill did keep you and your family safe. So you wake up the next day. Oh, look, a beautiful day outside. Oh, what are those bodies laying around? Oh, wait a minute. What are those burned buildings? So what's the plan? You and your family are going to be the only people in town walking around broken glass and burnt out buildings. So where does this need to become the last living person come from? I just want to know. Okay, so back to the serious stuff. Here's I'll read you what they said. Okay, now you may think this stuff sounds wonderful. Good for you. Good for you. You do you. Okay. Okay. Here are some key points. Stable iodine. A typical radiation emergency stockpile should include stable iodine. This medication alone is administered to prevent or reduce the exposure of the thyroid to radioactive iodine. So you're taking the iodine, let me get this straight, because you're going to be getting hit with radioactive iodine. Now, where does this sound familiar? Just like X-rays and to kill cancer, they give you cancer? It helps protect the thyroid gland from absorbing harmful radioactive iodine isotopes. Chelating agents. These agents are used to remove radionuclides from glands that absorb harmful radioactive iodine isotopes. So I'm starting to kind of lose track here. They also want you to take Cytokines. These are used to reduce bone marrow damage caused by. So they have this little kit of things you can take, okay? These chelating agents, I was laughing, I didn't catch the whole part here. These agents are used to remove radionuclides from the body. So they have a couple of things that can be applied to remove the radioactive stuff from your body. So I looked up this word. Cyconites, because I didn't know, are they talking about, they said cyconites are recommended to stockpile, okay? And they're used to reduce bone marrow damage from radiation. Okay, so I took a test on one of them. I didn't go through every single one of them, but I'm just trying to show you my process here. The term cytokite was proposed by pathologist Stanley Cohen in 1974. So they were talking about, I was wondering if they're dangerous. And they said, yes, you're correct. Certain types of psychonites, specifically myeloid psychonites, are used to reduce bone marrow damage. So they had a whole list of these psychonites, and I was confused by what they were, but they're actually drugs, okay? And there's different types of psychonites that can help improve your survival rates and minimize complications associated with all the other things you're going to have going on, right? So there's also this called as granular colony stimulating factor, and this is some protein they think that promotes the growth of white blood cells, because white blood cells going down is what makes you get radiation sickness, because the bone marrow, I'm well aware of this effect, okay? So you can get this other thing, and this I think was an injection, and this was an injection you can get to pump up your white blood cells. Now this is more people than you live, okay? And you make it to the hospital, these are the things they can give you. So then I was looking at, remember, while cyclonites, I had something about the cyclonites, but anyway, it's not important. They're all deadly. So, oh yeah, here I have more about it. Cyclonites themselves are not available as pills. I was very confused as far as what these things are. However, there are medications that can influence the activity of cyclonites in the body. These medications can be used to treat various conditions, including those related to inflammation and immune response. So, they have these things that can be used to reduce bone marrow damage, but well, I don't know. I looked up the one drug they recommended, okay, because I just want to take a look at one of them and not go crazy through all of them. And there was one called filgramistin, is a man-made version of certain natural substances made by your body. It is used to help your body make more white blood cells. So, and then I looked at, well, what are the common side effects of this handy drug? Well, pruritus of your skin, I think that means your skin peels off. Bone pain, all the usual stuff, okay. Hypertension, back pain, skin rash, bone pain, myalgia, vomiting, fever, headache disorder. Okay. And then they said Phylloxam injection is used to treat neutropenia, which is low white blood cells. And I'm guessing that is caused by cancer medicine. So if you get cancer, they would probably also try to give you this drug. So I think I'm going to skip past this. That's not that interesting. What I'm saying is that I looked through the kit that they're recommending. They all appear deadly to me. But I've got the articles down below for you to take a look at. If you find some that aren't deadly, then by all means, take as many as you feel inclined to take. And I hadn't really cleared up. Let me see here. Yeah. I'm very suspicious of Jordan. Jordan over there. Highly suspicious of Jordan. And why this is in the middle of this file, I don't know, but I'll tell you what I have. Key members of ISIS, it now emerges, were trained by US CIA and special forces at a secret camp in Jordan in 2012. excuse me, there's something about those people from Jordan and Turkey. The US, Turkish, and Jordanian intelligence were running a training base for Syrian rebels. Yeah, I think the other two Gulf monarchies most involved in funding the war against Syria's Assad financed the Jordan's ISIS training. Well, I think I put it in there so I wouldn't forget, but ISIS is the one of their gods, which they now use as one of their targets, right? So, because I was talking about Belgium, my favorite topic, along with nuclear plants, it was ISIS that developed. It was ISIS that targeted some Belgium nuclear plants. Belgium has seven reactors. And the decision to distribute iodine pills to a broad swath of the population is most likely because there was this, they came up with some report and they said that the Islamic State, or the CIA, that carried out the Brussels attacks were spying on Belgium's atomic energy chief, in what some believe was a prelude to kidnapping in order to force him to provide them access to the plant. So they said that ISIS, or the USA, or CIA, whatever name you want to call them under, was the one that was targeting Belgium nuclear plants. There's always a cause and effect, right? So let's take a look at iodine. Like all basic elements, it comes in different isotopes or versions of the element. So when you hear about isotopes, all that means is different versions, okay? Every isotope of iodine has the same number of protons, which is 53, which also means 8, right? But the number of neutrons varies. So the isotopes have the same number of protons, but the number of neutrons varies. In its natural state, Earth has only one isotope of iodine, iodine-127, which has 53 protons, 74 neutrons, and negligible radioactivity. But as uranium atoms shatter in the core of the nuclear reactor, they split into smaller atoms, most notably iodine-131. So the difference between is small and just 4 neurons, but iodine-131 is radioactive, firing off neurons and rapidly decaying with a half-life of just 8 days, meaning half of it will remain after that time. Your body can't tell the difference between these two isotopes, though, and your thyroid gland will hungrily absorb as much iodine-131 as it does iodine-127. And once absorbed, that iodine that they're so helpfully giving you for free will sit in your body, spewing radiation into the surrounding tissue and damaging DNA. Taking a large dose of iodine, in theory, will satiate your body's hunger for the substance and prevent you from absorbing the iodine-131 once it arrives. But it is best to act quickly. Iodine-131 is highly mobile in its environment. The substance enters the water where plants pick it up and pass it on to animals. Once the radioactive iodine has been released, it's very difficult to get rid of until it decays away. So yeah, if you take iodine, it will sit in your body, spewing radiation into your surrounding tissues and damage your DNA. So that's why they want to have us taking iodine. Nuclear accidents haven't been, let me see, I have here. Okay, nuclear accidents, and this is a good one, are still rare enough that there haven't been very many conclusive studies on the results of radioactive iodine exposures. But after Chernobyl, the most significant release of radioactive iodine ever, there was a spike in thyroid cancer in children in the affected area. According to a paper published in April 2000 in the journal Thyroid Cancer Rates Across Ukraine in Children Under Age 15 spiked from less than 1 in 1 million to 3 per 1 million. So yeah, really bad, bad business. It's unclear, which means, and also affected Belarus. Elevated cancer rates appeared just 4 years after the accident, and children born after the explosion developed thyroid cancer at normal rates. Why do we even have normal rates for kids dying of thyroid cancer, right? I'll keep reading. It's unclear, the authors wrote, to what degree iodine pills save lives. Potassium iodide was distributed after the accident, the authors noted, but that effort was not begun until several days after the accident, and its use was very erratic. People living in the area may have also been unusually susceptible to poisoning via radioactive iodine. The mild iodine deficiency in the region surrounding Chernobyl could have affected the radiation dose. By increasing the amounts of iodine accumulated and increasing the size of the gland in which it was deposited, and it might also alter the radiation effect itself. So, yeah, this is, it goes on to say, while it may remain unclear, yes, it's very unclear how many lives iodine pills can save after a nuclear disaster, it's still standard practice in the U.S. to distribute the pills to people living near a nuclear plant. In the event of an emergency, according to handbooks distributed by the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, safety officials will instruct people in the affected area to take the pills. So, yeah, that's something else, isn't it? Iodine pills. If they give you a pill, that's actually handing you a death warrant, right? I'm going to be, I've got to take a break here, but let me see how much more I have. I may be able to just wrap it up now. Let me tell you what links I have over there. What places allow teachers to be armed with firearms? U.S. lawmakers passed bill to allow teachers to carry concealed handguns in schools. Statins are not wonder drugs. They are metabolic poisons that can kill one cell at a time. Dangers of statin drugs, which you haven't been told about popular cholesterol-lowering medicines. And I also included top 10 Illuminati symbols for you to take a look at. Start to learn the symbols. Look at people around you. So, I have that over there, and ivermectin was a big deal during the COVID thing. Ivermectin, I'll talk about it just very briefly because I talked about it extensively when I did this show about the Carters. Jimmy and Rosalind Carter have been in Africa for a long time, killing people there with all these helpful medications. Ivermectin was the big buzzword. Everybody said, oh, we got to have ivermectin. No, you can't have it. Yeah, we got to have it. And it instilled a whole group of people all online. You have these ivermectin pro doctors, like this slob-faced pig, this Dr. Corey guy. He was ganging up with Jimmy Dore. Let us have ivermectin. We got to have it. Well, ivermectin is very dangerous, okay? And none of them will ever mention the side effects. Fever, skin rash, stomach pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. These are just the common ones. Peeling your skin off, fever. fatigue, neurological problems, serious eye problems, loss of vision, serious skin reactions, low blood pressure, increased heart rate, liver damage, severe allergic requests, rare side effects, agitation, back pain, bloody eye, blurred vision, change in consciousness, confusion, decreased awareness or responses, difficulty in standing or walking, hallucinations, headache, irritability, loss of bladder control, loss of bowel control, loss of consciousness, mood or mental changes, redness of the eye, or seizures, unusually dullness or feelings of sluggishness, vomiting. Lack of evidence. More than 80 studies have evaluated the use of ivermectin for treating or preventing COVID-19. However, they got into a big fight saying that they got to have it. No, you can't have it. Yes, you can't have it. But then somebody did a very brilliant piece. There's a person online. They go by the name Tim Truth, T-I-M-T-R-U-T-H. And he did a brilliant piece. Come to find out. Ivermectin. And I didn't cover this in that show because I didn't know it at the time. Ivermectin is considered a clostogenic. 18 studies highlighting ivermectin induced DNA breakage, damage, and related disorders. Ivermectin is a menace. Yeah, so all these people saying, yeah, I took ivermectin, it really helped me. I don't understand why we can't have it. A clostogen is a substance or agent that induces, wait a second, I scrolled down too fast. Okay, so a clostrogen is a substance or agent that induces chromosomal breakage or structural changes in the DNA of cells. The term clostrogen is derived from the Greek word klostos, meaning to break. Clostrogens can cause damage to the genetic material, leading to the formation of chromosomal abbreviations. A mutagen is a substance or agent that can induce changes or mutations in the DNA, and genotoxic refers to substances or agents that have the ability to damage or alter the genetic material, DNA, of living cells, increasing the risk of mutations. These mutations can have detrimental effects on the organism, potentially leading to the development of cancer or other genetic disorders. So what this person did, he wrote a whole article about all of the chromosomal breakdowns that you get from ivermectin. Everybody and their brother was fighting over ivermectin. Why? Because they want them to fight over these things, because then nobody stops and thinks for themselves. We do not need to be scientists. We just need to use our own frigging brains. For God's sake, if somebody hands you a pill, go look it up. Don't just say, "Oh, I'm yum thumb. Yeah, thanks. Hey, that really worked out good. Glad you offered me that pill." So, yeah, I'll have the whole report down below. It'd be kind of counterintuitive for me to start to read it to you, but it breaks down your bone marrow and gives you cancer. And this is all from ivermectin. And ivermectin is being given right now like candy in Africa. Ivermectin, I got onto ivermectin this way, in the craziest way. One day I was just cruising around, minding my own business, and I see this, I was on my laptop, and I see this something about the Carters, Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter. They said it was a tour of their facility in Georgia. Okay. And whatever reason propelled me to click on this thing, I clicked on it, right? Well, right there, 1 or 2 minutes into the thing, they're showing Jimmy Carter's desk. And on his desk, he has it looks like a whole bunch of worms in a jar, right? And I'm thinking, what are those worms? So that is exactly how I figured out ivermectin, because these people are so sick that they also, the Carters at their location, he also has a statue because they give them ivermectin after they give them blindness. Because what happens is, if you don't give people clean water, eventually you're going to get them blind, right? So they create blind people by dirty water. And so what is the cure? Well, you get dirty water, and so they give you ivermectin. Well, ivermectin can then cause you to go blind, right? So outside of the Carter's building, right in this big, beautiful lawn, they have this huge statue of this black kid who was dying of river blindness. What kind of deal is that? The thing that killed these people is what you have as a statue that you're looking at, and these worms on your desk. That is why there is so much sadomasochism in all of this, okay? But anyway, so look at that report for yourself. It does tear us to pieces. So, I'm not going to be talking about these devices because the other thing they come after us was electrocardium. I'm going to be closing off this file right now. They had tried to get me to take electroshock treatment. When I refused the medication, they tried to convince me to take electroshock. Do you realize the USA has now returned to electroshocking more animals? President Biden's Environmental Protection Agency just launched the largest resurgence of taxpayer-funded animal testing in U.S. government history. The U.S. EPA is even killing lab bunnies who were previously retired from experimentation. Sadomasochism. And I have one more thing to say about antibiotics. Do you realize if you buy grated cheese, okay, you know, the cheese that if you're too lazy to grate your own cheese, they put antibiotics in it. I didn't know this because I have never bought grated cheese until recently, and I threw it away, but I used to look at bags of grated cheese in the store and I thought, well, who can't grate their own cheese, right? Well, the reason that they grate it, they actually sell you grated cheese cheaper than grating yourself. That's got to be a big clue there, right? Why? Because they put in this drug into the cheese. Penicillin and other beta-lactic antibiotics have been re associated with reductions resulting in neutropenia. Neutropenia is a abnormally low concentration, a type of white blood cells in the body. Neutropenias make up the majority of circulating white blood cells and serve as a primary defense against infections by destroying bacteria, bacterial fragments, and viruses in the blood. People with neutropenia are more susceptible to bacterial functions. Let's see here. They put in this chemical, and it is actually a antibiotic. It's in all those grated cheeses. And that one, they're also using that one in Europe, which is kind of surprised me, but they're not using it in the grated cheese, but not important, okay? And then I've talked in the past about prenatal vitamins, but I thought, well, let me take another swing by this one. Let me see here. So first I was looking at, let me see here. This was the prenatal vitamins, okay? Currently, no global certification process for vitamin standards or vitamin testing exists. Did you hear me? No global certification process exists. In other words, manufacturers may claim the content of vitamins, but do not perform post-manufacture testing to assess the validity of any content claims. In fact, studies have demonstrated prenatal vitamins contain significant contamination with toxic chemicals and microbials. A recent review found that toxic fungi, mold, yeast were found in many of the prenatal supplements tested. This same review found that heavy metal contamination in 5% of products exceeded safety limitations, with no mechanism for removing them from the market. Of even greater concern, a recent sampling of 25 commonly used prenatal vitamins, including one prescription brand, found that 40% exceeded the established level of lead toxicity, and toxic elements like aluminum, titanium, thallium, and nickel were detected in every sample. As most regulatory agencies are limited to removing products once they are proven unsafe, but not from keeping them off the market initially, the most effective approach to ensuring safety is a process that tests products post-manufacturing and pre-marketing to establish that toxic levels and contaminants are not present. Many of the vitamins, now I'm going to be talking about children's vitamins, many of the vitamins used in Flintstones are considered hazardous substances in France. Keep in mind that all raw materials for vitamins and medicines come from either China or India, and there is no oversight. What they do is this, is they bring in the raw goods here. They package them here, and because they package them here, and because it is so unregulated, they can put made in the USA on the label because they did part of the packaging in the United States. See how it works? So many of the ingredients promoted in Flintstones as helping children get their daily intake of nutrients are actually listed as hazardous or outright banned in places like the European Union, where additive safety is taken more seriously. Cupric oxide, for instance, which is listed as a supposedly nutritional supply of copper in Flintstones vitamins, is actually classified as a hazardous substance in the EU's dangerous substance list. Similarly, Zinc oxide, which is often added to conventional sunscreen products, is listed as a substance that is dangerous for the environment. Not only is zinc oxide a poor choice for a zinc supplement, as the human body can hardly recognize or use it, but the EU Dangerous Substance Directive considers the substance to be an environmental hazard. How then can it be considered healthy for children to digest? Then there is the issue of extreme neurotoxicity of aspartame, which has no place in the human food supply. So, also, the most important thing you can do for yourself is take care of your gut, your probiotics. I took probiotics when I was restoring my body for a very, very limited time. They are dangerous to take. Carbonated foods interfere with them. Processed foods interfere with them. Red meat interferes with them. Refined oils, dairy food and probiotics, tap water, GMO products have a negative effect. How can you increase your gut flora naturally? Eat plenty of fiber-rich food. When you think about your diet, consider the number of plant-based foods, grains, legumes, and beans you are eating. Limit your sugar intake. Add fermented foods. Stay hydrated. Lower stress levels. Get enough sleep. So the chemical that I was talking about in the cheese is called natamycin. Natamycin is a chemical antibiotic and antifungal compound used primarily in the dairy sector, but it's also used in the eye drop sector. Did you know that people, they've had a lot of recalls for eye drops recently? It's this antibiotic that's making people go blind, actually. Caution should be used in patients with a history of bruising, any allergy during pregnancy and breastfeeding. It should but not be used in children. And yes, that's what they're used. Niacinamide is technically called an antibiotic in food preservation, as it can prevent the growth of yeast and molds, which are living organisms. And just for fun, let's talk about Ozempic. We are just a nation of people who prefer to take a pill over doing any kind of work. Everybody is talking about taking Ozempic. I think they're getting ready to put Ozempic so that anybody can access it through Medicaid or Medicare, because they're right now pushing Ozempic on children. Common side effects of Ozempic. And this follows that other model they've been pushing, all of this, oh, get rich easy. What about all these jobs you can do and just sit back and make the money? Everybody wants to do things the easy, quick way, right? Instead of getting rid of that, all of those horrible toxins in your system that you're getting by your food, instead of dealing with that, yeah, sure, just go get a shot. Common side effects of Ozempic include nausea, vomiting, constipation, diarrhea, more side effects, inflammation of the pancreas, gallbladder issues, kidney failure, worsening of vision. Why are our eyes always getting bad? And the development of some thyroid tumors, anxiety, depression, or suicidal ideation are not mentioned, but it is something that comes with this. It's also called semaglutide. Is linked to tumors, death, strokes, fertility complications, including miscarriages and heart, pancreas, kidney, and gallbladder diseases. Hundreds of UK children as young as 6 will be receiving the powerful injectable weight loss and type 2 diabetes treatment, which is tied to cancer and all of this. They're going to be giving it first to children in the UK. More than 200 children will be recruited as part of a global study involving 4 national health services in the UK. One arm of the trial will consist of children aged between 6 and 12, while the second will involve kids up to 17. Children given semaglutide will need to be obese or have at least one weight-related health issue, such as type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure. Semi-gluten has been available for UK adults since September 2023, but it's been available for American adults since 2014. Ozempic is also known as Wegovy and some other things. Ozempic and similar drugs mimic the hormone GLP-1, which helps the pancreas increase insulin. These medications work by sending signals to the appetite center of the brain, reducing feelings of hunger. So the drug needs to be used continually to maintain effectiveness, and most people end up regaining a good portion of the weight loss after discontinuing. Gallbladder, low blood sugar, kidney injury, damage to the eyes, retina, and suicidal thinking and behavior. Yes, these really, is it worth it? Is it really worth it, really? Okay, so that's Ozempic. And then I will close with this funny quote that I found on one of these shows. This person said, because there's been all these shows out lately talking about Ozempic face. They're talking about it gives you this horrible looking face. Well, yeah, because it's probably killing you from the inside out, right? Ozempic is doing more than taking your weight off, right? It's destroying you from the inside. And I'll just read this quote and close off this file. I like that it's plastic surgeons issuing the warning. Hey, drug companies, it's our job to make aging starlets look like decaying aging lizards. Knock it off. Be safe out there, and goodbye for now.